Hello, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
And what is the Lord telling you today, Miss Kathy?
Well, he's saying today's a good day.
Ooh, this is the day the Lord hath made.
That's right, it's always a good day. It's a good day to be with you.
And be with you and to be rejoice and be glad in
it. Amen.
I hope you can call a friend, tell them to turn this thing on here, because we got some good things to say concerning what God is going to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
See, God always expresses his mind to his children.
Right.
You know, you very seldom God surprises you. He can surprise. The only reason why we get surprised is when we don't think he's going to do what he says, because mm-hmm. he does so many things so big mm-hmm. and so great. And I want to go to a scripture in Ephesians chapter 3. It's a very familiar scripture, and it's verse 20 with Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. And he says this, "Now unto him," I can quote this thing, "Now unto him who is able to do." Notice that. "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly,"
mm-hmm.
"abundantly." Now that's some pretty big adjectives.
I love it.
"Exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask." So in other words, he's going to do something far higher than what you ask. Then the next one really blows me away. "Or think."
Oh, that's right.
Now, I don't know about you. You've been knowing me for many, many years. I got a vivid imagination.
You really do.
I can think some stuff,
I
ladies
can think
and
pretty big, too.
I know you can. But think about this God who wants to do this for you spiritually,
mm-hmm.
physically, financially. I'm going to tell you something about Jesse and Kathy. When you come to our ministry, if you are part of our ministry, if you are a partner, or you follow our ministry, we will never tell you ever that you can't do something. When the Bible said you can do all things through Christ, which strengthen you, whether it be spiritual, whether it be physical, whether it be financial. It's amazing to me, Kathy, how many times the church, which I truly love, will put limitations on what God will do for you when he's a father and he's family.
That's right. That's why it's so important to surround yourself with people that will speak life to your dream.
Amen.
And breathe mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Amen.
That dream that's been lying dormant in your life. But God wants us to, that's why it's important to have like people with like precious faith connected.
Yeah.
That you watch the boardroom chats. You know, this one, I want to read a testimony right off the bat. This one's from Verdiana, I think it says. "Greetings and blessings, Jesse and Kathy Duplantis. I want to say thank you for your ministry. It's been almost a year since I've been following you on these chats, and I'm proud to say I'm a top fan.
Praise the Lord.
I feel so blessed each time I hear you both preaching the Word of God, and I always know that God talks to me through you guys. God is so amazing, and I'm thankful to have access to your chats."
Now, what's
thank
that
you.
Person's name? Where is it at?
Right here.
Verdiana. Thank you for saying such a wonderful thing. But you know, it's not us, it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. I want to finish reading that verse. "And this is why you're being blessed, sweetheart." Watch this. "Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think." Now watch this. "According," and that is a very major word in that verse.
Mm-hmm.
"According to the power." The power of what? The power of asking, the power of receiving, the power of decreeing, the power of declaring.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Do you see? "According to the power that worketh," which means there's a work going on in you.
Right.
In us.
That's
not just
good.
In her or in him, but in us.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to read that in Amplified, if you don't mind, if you got it.
Oh, I'd love that. It says, "Now unto him who, by, in consequence of, the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams." That's huge.
That's big. I like he said super. He puts his super on your abundance.
But he's able to carry out his purpose because of what he's already deposited within us. And I think it's by the acknowledging. When we acknowledge it,
amen,
it increases our faith, and God is able to do things within us. You know, God had a man named Abraham that he called his friend.
Amen.
And I remember the Bible talks about how when he was talking with the angels about what was going to happen to Sodom and Gomorrah,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "Shall I reveal this to my friend? For I know him. He says that he's going to teach. See, he knew Abraham.
Right.
He says, I know him, and I know that he will teach his household
That's
and his children.
That's why he was chosen as the father of faith, because he would teach his children.
His children. It goes on to say the ways of the Lord, so that I can bring to pass my good promise. Now, I'm paraphrasing it, but that's basically what it was. Abraham was entrusted with a vision, and the vision that was to be carried out to the next generation.
Right.
The ways of God, so that God can bring to pass his
Amen.
Purposes.
Amen.
And see these things happen. We have to be telling others. We need to be telling our children, telling our families, telling our friends. We're telling you about our good God, that he has great purposes and plans for your Amen. Life. And when you recognize that and acknowledge it, he's able to go to work for you to help you to get that victory, get that dream fulfilled, see that business prosper, see your marriage or your family's restored. God has a great plan that he wants Amen. To see fulfilled in our lives, and it's a good future.
What she's saying there is your dream has no expiration date.
That's right.
In any way, shape, or form. But notice this, according, let me go back to that.
That's good.
To the power that worketh in us. See, a lot of times things don't get done. We say, well, you know, God didn't do that. No, you're not working the power of decreeing, declaring, saying, thinking, asking. You see, it's much easier to blame someone you can't physically see.
Right.
See, but God's word is so true. Now, you know, if I took this verse, this here right here, watch this. And I would do the next 52 weeks on boardroom chats on this verse. On this verse. I couldn't get through it all. Can I have your iPad there again?
I've already switched it to another translation.
Okay,
you want it on Amplified?
I want it on Amplified. Then we'll switch it to
That's
that translation.
That's why I brought the iPad. I know
okay.
you love these other translations.
Oh, yeah. Now, watch this. I'm going to prove to you what I'm talking about here. Where's
it's
that verse
It's right
at?
Here, and I have it highlighted
okay.
in pink.
Now unto, where's the verse?
Right here.
Now unto him who by, in consequence of, the action of his power. I can preach an hour on that.
Mm-hmm.
That is at work within us. I can preach an hour on that. Is able to carry out his purpose. I can preach an hour on that. And do super abundantly. I can preach an hour on that. Far over and above all, I can preach an hour on that. That we dare ask, I can preach an hour on that. Or think, I can preach an hour on
at
that.
At least an hour.
Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, I can preach an hour on that. Desires, an hour on that. Thoughts, an hour on that. Hopes, an hour on that. Dreams, an hour on that. And then verse 21, to him.
Mm-hmm.
Be glory in the church.
That's verse 21.
And in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. Now you can go ahead to that other translation. Now watch this. You see what I'm saying? People ask me all the time, you know, everything you touch prospers. You know why? Not because I got more faith than you or I'm highly favored above you. I just work the power that's in me, that was given to me by God Almighty, spiritually, physically, and financially. Why do you think I believe in the hundredfold? I have to work that power. Why? For number one, to keep my soil good ground.
Right.
So it can produce at the least 30 or 60
mm-hmm.
or 104. That's Mark chapter 4 and Mark chapter 10. You see, but it all has to do with me. It all has to do with you. For me and Kathy to have a good marriage, we have to work this thing together. It can't be all me, which I wish it would be, but you know, and it can't be all her, which I'm glad it can't be. But I'm just joking. But when we come together, do you see what I'm saying? Something happens. A super abundant thing begins to take place. And before you know it, it's 51 years almost past like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing. We've never separated. None of that kind of stuff. Did we have argument? Sure, we have argument. It's common sense. But my point, because that's life. But what happens, we have an agenda. And what is that agenda?
Mm-hmm.
God's. What does he want us to do
that's
in
right.
our personal lives,
right.
in our ministry lives, and as you watch in this boardroom chat, in your life?
That's right. You know, Jesse, we really want to follow Jesus' example.
Amen.
And only do what the Father, mm-hmm. we see the Father doing, and only say what we hear the Father
that's
saying.
It.
Because that's really what's going to make the difference in our lives and the lives of those that he's
well,
called
you know,
us
when
to
I,
reach.
You know, when I preached it at the church, I don't want people to misunderstand that Jesus was just waiting for his Father to say something. Because, see, that would be he would never graduate from the school. See, no. What he
yeah.
was saying, he was God.
He knew God.
He knew his Father. He knows the difference. But God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost has perfect similarity.
Right. That's
3-1. Look at me. I have perfect similarity. I am one. I have a spirit housed in a soul, clothed in a body. Yet these three work together in perfect similarity. You see what I mean? In other words, under one, quote, roof entity here. Now, what is the difference between me, the Trinity, my spirit, my soul, my body, and the Trinity of God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost? My spirit is 100% contact with Ephesians 3:20. Where the problem comes in is in the soulless realm. Mm-hmm. You see, God the Father never fights God the Son.
Right.
God the Son never fights God the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. God the Holy Ghost does not try to fight the Father or the Son. Or the Son fight the Father. No, you see, they're in one mind, one accord, perfect similarity. Now, what we have to do, because we're in this earthen vessel, but the Bible calls it a treasure.
It is.
Oh, that's a big thing. We have to transform our minds, because the environment that we live in
Right. Wants
us to conform instead of transform.
Yes. Renew our
minds. And then
we
have to crucify this body.
Right.
Yeah, understand something about the body. The body's only going to do what the soul tells it to do. That's the mind, the will, and the emotion. Now, if we receive all the dictates of our lives, spiritually, physically, financially, from our spirit.
Right.
I would say this. You don't have no problems. All you need is faith in God. And that's R.W. Shambach, who's now in heaven, probably
what
preaching that at the throne.
That's right.
Now, you see here, this is what I want to talk about. What are you believing for? Are you afraid to ask God for something that the church says you can't have? Church says you can't be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Because, you know, when they go back, they always go back to the problems that people have.
Yeah, and
I understand that.
Right.
That taught us a lot of things. But, and I don't want to cut you off. You want to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, or not just the church, just maybe our own, with the way we were grew up, how we were taught, traditions.
Well, I was taught all my life growing around church to give and don't expect nothing in return. Because they thought that was being humble. Let me tell you what that is. That's stupid. That's a form of planting seed. And here he gets corn just hanging off the stalks. And he goes, oh, I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy. And just lets it rot in the field. No, if you sow seed, you must receive harvest. Now, what you got to do is get in that field and cut that harvest. Because there's more work at harvest time than there is at sowing time.
So true.
But you see, now God says, Jesse, that's why I believe in faith imaginations. I learned it from children. I like to watch kids. You ever take a child, 2 or 3 years old, and give him a little toy, you know, or something like that, and you get a little boiler, and he'll, if it's a little, I don't know, a little car, he'll first look at you, and he'll start doing this, and you'll see him going like this, and sometimes he'll come around you and put it on you. In his mind, he's imagining, he's in that car. He's driving that thing. You see, and I do that with my faith,
you know,
and what it does, imaginations becomes faith reality.
Right, right.
All of a sudden, reality becomes physical. Mm-hmm. And then the evidence that's not seen becomes seen. That's what he's talking about, according to the power that worketh in us.
Right.
Which you can ask or think.